As a former longtime food service director for the Eau Claire School District, Mary Jo Tuckwell knows what kids will eat and what they should eat are sometimes at odds. Making food tasty and at a reasonable cost, plus making it nutritious, are noted challenges in a recent report that Tuckwell helped draft. The preliminary report says 3/4 of children are eating too much saturated fat, and some are eating too many calories. Current federal guidelines say school lunch should provide 1/3 of the day's energy intake.
What should the meals provide? They may be snacking more, maybe having more frequent, what the nutrition science community calls eating opportunities.
Meals served into the National School Lunch Program have to be consistent with what's called the Dietary Guidelines for Americans. That was last updated in 2005, but schools are behind the times, some still using guidelines from a decade earlier. Eric Peterson from the National School Nutrition Association says districts are following more recent nutrition science voluntarily.
Even though the regulations haven't been issued yet, they are out there doing this anyway, reducing and eliminating trans fats as much as possible.
The 1995 guidelines currently in use do not specify anything about trans fats, which can increase the risk of heart disease. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is trying to improve commodity offerings to schools. Trans fats have been eliminated from one item, frozen potato products. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.